Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of people waking up today, John, happy that it's not at least something they have to deal with this morning, and that is the weather in terms of what it could have been. So it was fairly quiet overnight.
Absolutely. And so now we all just wait around to see what's going to happen tomorrow. Will it be ice? Will it be snow? How much snow will it be? Sharpen up the shovel and get ready.
I am in Bradenton, Florida. John's back in the studios in Pittsburgh, and Bradenton has become the sister city of Pittsburgh. And one of the men who has brokered the peace is Elliot Falcioni. And we've known Elliot. Elliot, how long have we been coming down and seeing you and your role with this whole Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key, this whole beautiful area?
I think we're in our sixth year together.
And you're a Pittsburgher originally. We've got to make sure people know that.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the sister city relationship started really because of the Pittsburgh Pirates have trained here now for 50 years. So it was only natural to communicate back to the city and say, hey, look, there's so many native Pittsburghers now living down here, visiting. Let's form a relationship where we can share information, share promotions, and grow together. And it's been a blessing. It's worked out really, really well.
And, you know, the wonderful thing about it is it's a place where you can come down and speak Pittsburghese and everybody understands.
Absolutely. If there's a home away from home, it's Bradenton, Florida. Remember, during the steel industry, Birmingham was known as Pittsburgh of the South. So we've renamed Bradenton that, and it's really been special. We have about 27,000 Pittsburghers that visit the Bradenton area yearly.
And, John, as you know, we're broadcasting from the Legacy Hotel.
That's I am
the
sitting
Legacy
here looking at a picture of it, Larry. That thing is absolutely gorgeous. It looks like one of those buildings out in the industrial park in Cranberry. That modern kind of angled look. It's really pretty.
Well, it's it's called a boutique hotel, 150 rooms. It's only been open 3 months, and it's at the new entrance to the 600-acre campus. Acres, right?
Yes.
This, wait till you hear what the tuition is. So it's a boarding school, right, Elliot?
First and foremost, it is a boarding school. You could send your child here full-time, full board, and train in their sport that they choose in the tune of $75,000 to $100,000 a year.
Say what?
Did you hear that?
Say what?
And they have 1,500 students enrolled here currently.
You would have to believe that your child has really got the talent to become a professional athlete in their sport to really embrace that, I would think.
Well, you know, China is a big market for IMG Academy. India, South America, Mexico is number two on their list. You all will chat with Chris Chaccio a little bit later. He's been here for over 20 years. And I think Chris started when it was Nick Bollettieri's Tennis Academy. So times have changed, and we call IMG Academy our Disney World of the Bradenton area.
Yeah, there's no place like this. And Andrew McCutchen came here, John.
Really?
And yeah, we had our Name the Newsmaker. Was that our buddy Gary in Verona one?
Right. He did, and he won a pair of tickets to see Dvorak's New World Symphony with the Pittsburgh Orchestra coming up next Friday at 8 o'clock.
I don't think Dvorak went here. But that said, we're less than a month away from pitchers and catchers. In fact, the Pirates have a mini camp going on right now over at the ballpark at Lecom. But, Elliot, we're also here for another very special event. You have also brokered a relationship with the great Jane Seymour, the actress, and we came to know now as a sculptor and artist.
Yes, Jane and I were talking last night. We formed a relationship only 10 months ago, and here we are. Jane flew in last night, and at 11 o'clock this morning, we are unveiling a 7-foot open-heart sculpture on our Riverwalk.
Cool.
Why is that sculpture important to us? The motto of Bradenton for years has been a friendly city. Jane goes around the globe and saying it's important to keep an open heart. no matter what happens during adverse times, when you're challenged by somebody that's yelling at you. And really, if you think about it, you know, we should go around trying to have unconditional love for everybody, not just people in our circle. So we embrace that. And through market research, when people visit here, they say it is such a hospitable community, such a friendly city. And that is one way for us to enhance that motto in our community.
And who knew, since we saw Jane in the studio last year, the Tree of Life shooting would happen in Pittsburgh. And the theme is love is stronger than hate. And I know she really, you know, her heart bled for the people of Pittsburgh.
And she called me that day. She was walking in Malibu. Gosh, what they've gone through recently in California with the fires. They had torrential downpours last year. But also, Jane is showcasing, she's an incredible artist. So there'll be 50 pieces of her art on Anna Maria Island at the art studio. So we'll showcase that tonight. And then her other twin son, Johnny Keach from Nashville, will be performing tomorrow at noon. He is a contemporary country type of singer, really incredible young man. So
John's a big country fan, aren't you, John?
You better believe it. And as I understand, he's pretty doggone good. That'll be a terrific concert. What's the weather like down there this morning, guys?
It's chilly, John. It's crystal clear, though. Today's high 75 and sunny, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I almost feel guilty saying that, but no,
that's
it
okay.
Is
you
what
should
it is.
Be.
This is why people come here. I just figured this out, especially in the winter. Now, traffic can be congested, but I think we'll take the exchange.
You're looking at 60 days of pretty good congestion, February and March. And as you guys know, winter seems to be starting later and ending longer. So come down after Easter, and you'll have Bradenton area to yourself.
Elliot Falcioni.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.